we have to increase Puerto Rico's resilience. The recent earthquakes have demonstrated, once again, that we are not prepared to deal with natural disasters and that it is imperative that we increase Puerto Rico's resilience to face future threats. Reimagina was created to serve as a unifying voice among a wide range of Puerto Rican groups, with the main purpose of developing actionable and timely recommendations to rebuild the country in a way that strengthens it physically, economically, and socially. An essential part of Reimagina's vision is to promote greater community participation and transparency in the recovery processes so that the people of Puerto Rico can play an active role in forging their future. After a participatory process involving community leaders, academics, and professionals from around the island, Reimagina proposed 97 actions that address key issues for the recovery and reconstruction of Puerto Rico in six sectors: housing, energy, physical infrastructure, natural infrastructure, economic development, and health, education, and social services, mainly to address unmet needs and current challenges and mitigate the impact of natural disasters. The government incorporated many of these recommendations in its recovery plans, but most have not yet been implemented almost 2 years later. Reimagina's recommendations are even more relevant after the recent earthquakes. For example, an island-wide housing emergency management protocol that includes a voucher program for temporary housing and rent control is necessary in order to relocate families at a time when thousands of people are sleeping on streets, shelters, and cars without a temporary housing protocol. Many of the homes that suffered significant damage during the earthquakes were built on columns or stilts. Reimagina recommended and emphasized the need to develop loans, grants, or subsidy programs to incentivize and support improvements to the physical resilience of existing housing, supported by manuals that provide practical guidance to improve home safety. For example, the Strong Movement Program from the University of Puerto Rico at Mayagüez developed a guide for the structural rehabilitation of these homes with the idea of strengthening them. It's time to start using our local resources to ensure that all Puerto Rican families have a safe place to live. The Agripina Cera School in Guanica collapsed due to the impact of the earthquakes. Like many other schools in Puerto Rico, the structure was vulnerable because the classroom halls were separated by short columns, which significantly restrict the lateral displacement of buildings in case of tremors. At this stage of recovery, increasing the resilience of educational infrastructure to protect students from natural disaster needs to be a priority. We urgently need to carry out a vulnerability assessment of the island schools and prioritize infrastructure investments guided by risk prevention awareness. A robust energy system is critical to mitigate the impacts of a natural disaster, especially for vulnerable populations. One of our recommendations for boosting energy resilience is to establish a reliable and diversified backup energy system for vulnerable individuals and critical facilities, such as hospitals, schools, shelters, and emergency service facilities. Although we have made progress in this area due to private and nonprofit investments, we still have a lot to do. Several nonprofits have provided auxiliary power to schools and health clinics called 330 centers by installing solar panels and storage batteries. For example, the hospital La Concepcion in San Germán was able to operate without interruption after the blackout because their electrical system operates independently from the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority. It is a combined heat and power generation system that operates with propane gas and has minimal emissions. Reimagina also recommended and has continued to emphasize the importance of promoting and enforcing public policies and comprehensive regulations to integrate microgrids, mini-grids, and renewable energy into the energy system to achieve resilience during natural disasters. However, the proposed Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority Restructuring Support Agreement, or RSA, goes against the new energy public policy, Law 17 of 2019, by discouraging the use of renewable and distributed energy, which would allow us to be more resilient in this regard. I am excited to see how one of Reimagina's priority recommendations, developing resilient community centers to improve the provision of services during emergencies and disasters, is being implemented around Puerto Rico with the support of several nonprofits. Coordination and collaboration have proven to be paramount in the immediate recovery processes and will be key in the long-term process of rebuilding the island. Just as we have managed to develop resilient community centers, we have to find a way to implement these and other recommendations to achieve a strong, equitable, and prosperous Puerto Rico and help rebuild the island on a more solid, fair, and resilient foundation.